Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
this is Truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody, man. I hope you're ready to have a good time. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And if you're going to join that conversation, you will press the number one. Also, you guys know you can leave us your questions, comments, and show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. And chat room is wide open, and we've got Lorelai in there. She said, good evening, Truth Brothers. How you doing, sweetheart?
We are doing great. And, you wouldn't ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, feel free to walk on in there and keep us some company.
Yeah. And
you don't want her to be lonely.
How you doing out there, Lorelai? Get ready for a fun show, fun entertaining. What we call edutainment. That's what we call it.
That's what we're calling it.
Edutainment. Okay. It's time to provide some edutainment. So
and Lorelai, thank you. I'm very happy and proud of you. She didn't bring any blacks to my chat room.
Thank you.
Hate
to go clipping.
Don't bring them to my show. That's all I ask.
And let's
you can be with them.
Yeah.
Be with them every day of your life.
You can help you. They can type on your keyboard for all we care.
But don't bring them to my chat room.
Yeah, and in case you guys haven't noticed, man, yes, we will be going into the whole Donald Sterling. We got a couple clips from your girl, V.
Who just did a big interview.
With Barbara Walters. And did she make a complete ass of herself or what? Learn up.
Just wearing that welder's visor.
Yeah, it looked like the poker's visor to me. When you're playing poker. That's what it looked like.
No, it was a shield over her. Like, yeah, hold on. Let me get this scene. This ship will be ready in no time. Hold on.
Stupid. Just dumb. See, instead of turn up, she probably need to learn up. We'll just send
there
that
you
out
go.
There. Learn up.
There you go.
I think I'll get a shirt that say that. That just seems something that'll be nice.
Get learned up.
No, just learn up.
Just learn up.
Just learn up. Don't turn up. Learn up. That's it. I think I like that. That's going to be adapted into my nature now.
Gotcha. So, gotcha. Who we hollering at?
All right. First things first, man, before we jump into all of that. Situation going out over there in Nigeria.
Yeah.
230 little girls were kidnapped from their schools. And the 230, this was April 15th, I believe. April 15th, 230 girls were kidnapped from their school in Nigeria. And all 230 of these girls are still missing. Let me say that number to y'all in case y'all don't get it again. 230 little girls were kidnapped from their school in Nigeria. It's a rally going on in many states across the world for these little girls. Everybody's out there doing a hashtag bring back our girls. I recommend everybody, you know, to show support first off. You know, put a picture up. I mean, I know, again, some people will say, well, all you're doing is putting a picture up. I say it's a form of support to me. It's amazing that this story isn't getting the news coverage that it deserves. So because of that, they're having a lot of rallies going on, and like I said, many across the country. A few that I came across. Actually, and another thing, go on Facebook. And most of your social networks, but I would say I found this on Facebook. Bring Our Girls Back. Type that into your search engine, and they have a list of any rally or demonstrations that they will be having. Guys, get out there. Go to these demonstrations. Do what you got to do, man. Show support, man, because 230 little girls are still missing. The rally dates, we have one May 6th in Ontario, May 8th. In the University of Cape Town, May 10th is right here in our backyard in Chicago at the Daily Plaza.
And the Truth Brothers
will
be
there.
There.
You can guarantee we will be there. May 11th, they're having one in North Idaho. And May 12th, they're having one in St. Paul, Minnesota. Those are the only few that I pulled up. I'm sure there are more. But, guys, get on your Google, get on Yahoo. Search, find these rallies. Man, we need to make the world aware of this. We need to care. You know, we need to care and see what's going on with this, man, because we have to get some form of 230, man. That number, I don't think people – that's a lot of kids, man. That's,
yep.
That's enough for a first, second, third,
class.
And fourth grade class.
That's a class.
So, man, care. Just care, man. We can change some things, man. But we gotta get these news stations out here ready to rock with this too, man, because they're not covering this story, and that's bothering me. I'm just saying this is just
they
part of
the Belgian kids.
There you go. You know, and it's crazy. I actually, man, I put a picture up, and I know we're getting there, but I just gotta get this out there. I put a picture up a couple days ago of myself, and I'm holding a sign that says, "Take the thugs, bring our girls back."
Mm-hmm.
Bring back our girls, rather. And it's like I put up a post where I said it's I don't want to cuss, but are you kidding me that 200 girls are getting stolen from school and getting sold off as slaves for $12, and nobody, it's not getting no coverage. We'd rather be concerned about Mimi's shower ride.
You know why?
And loving hip hop and these basketball wives.
Yeah.
And
you know why? Because they ain't loyal.
There it is. Them little girls ain't loyal.
We love to cut our own throats.
Yep. Yep.
Is there some women out there not loyal? No doubt. Is there men out there not loyal?
Absolutely.
No doubt. But we love to emphasize and harp on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone that there is that's not loyal, there's a female out there that is loyal.
And down for you. Yeah. Absolutely. We have to show, man, be a part of something that's bigger than you.
Yes.
This is bigger than you.
Yes.
This can, now, I was told that we don't care because it's not in our backyard. And a part of me believes that. And it's wrong to say.
Well, that's why your news stations ain't covering
exactly.
It either.
Exactly. That's my point. A part of me says that. Now, the minute one little white girl goes missing from the heartland, from Middle America.
Don't let Brittany come up missing out the cornfield.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes. One.
Mm.
Snatched up out of cornfield, and the world will turn upside down. We sending Amber Alerts. From here to Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, another topic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, yeah,
that's
people, like I said, again, I'm going to tell y'all, noon. Anybody in our surrounding area, May 10th, 12 o'clock noon at the Daily Plaza Center. Let's go out there and rally, man, for these 230 little girls. Bring back our girls, man. Take the thugs. Everybody in the Chicagoland area, be down there. We got to do our shout-outs. I know our bros.
Nice.
Yeah. So, quick shout-outs, man. J. Marie Fleming, shout out to her. LaCrush Hearts, man, gotta shout her out, man. Doing a bang up job. We just gonna say that and leave it there. Sosa Preston, my boy, what's going on, man? Phone Fantasy Radio, Manuska Azard, shouting her out. Lorelei Burnett in the chat room, chilling with us. Sam Lee, the boss man, what's going on, brother? Jimmy Hayes, Angela Johnson, Cornelius Bailey. Richard Thompson, Brother Justice, who chimed in with us last week after
yes,
a long time.
Yes, and it was
time,
nice hearing from you guys.
Yes. Ashley Mills. Shout out to a friend of mine, Regina Todd, man. She's dealing with something. She lost a brother years back, and that pain's still there. Keep your head up, man. I'm sure he don't want you mourning, man, like you are. He's chilling now. He's good. You told me so. Marie Jackson, Marissa Burke, shout out to her. And to my friend, Denicia Booth, Mookie, a.k.a. What's going on? I know you listening. You just told me. And for DJs, B-Days, we got Rose Washington, Jacqueline Harris, my aunt. Hey, Jackie, happy birthday. Cherie Gibson, Patricia Drinkert, Fallon Johnson, Carla Glover, Victoria King, and Herminia Rendon. Happy
All
birthday
right.
to her, man. She
What's
had a
happening?
Birthday. Yeah, so that, and again, thanks to everybody for chiming in with us tonight. It's going to be a ride. Strap up.
No doubt. No doubt.
Any
Do we need
any
to
words?
Play it or you just want to?
No, I mean, you can.
Yeah, all right.
It's our world. It's our beer.
Yeah.
Any closing words before we go into that?
No, I mean, I like everything that you just said about our girls. I don't want to harp on that because that'll end up sucking all the air out of
there
this
you go.
Topic.
But we said
that's
we
gonna
need
be
to
a
say.
Topic. You can
Before
see that coming.
Any more information we get, people, we will be putting it in towards the end of the show. But we
got a
get
feeling
in.
May is just gonna be love yourself month. We just gonna be dealing with self-hated issues all this month.
Yeah,
just that's how it's looking.
But before we get into that, though, you know what time it is, man. Let's do it. It's time for the terrible truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Men's New Cologne Chloroform. She'll fall for you instantly.
All right. And Donald Sterling Shiny Rope Grease.
What the hell, man?
Shine that rope up and make that racism gleam. Sterling style.
Swinging feet, Sterling shoes. It's like you're dancing on air. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, here's a dude who's probably dancing on air considering he died. An elderly Texas man died early Thursday when he rushed back into a burning home to get his cell phone.
Oh, man, my phone.
That iPhone 5.
Hey.
My children.
Gotta have. Forget the children, the phone.
Now, that's a 5.
But it don't matter. I need my 5. I just downloaded Candy Crush.
Hold on, baby. My phone.
I'm on Candy Crush level 310. I can't just leave that in there.
I'd have to start over.
Rex Benson, 72.
Rex, come on, man. You are too old to care about a
No, I saw the movie Life at the end. They were older, and they made it to the Yankees game. I can do this.
Oh, my man, Rex.
Rex Benson, 72, was initially able to escape the powerful blaze just after 1 a.m. on Hugger Street in Plano, Texas. But inexplicably brave the sky high flames with another man to retrieve a phone to call 911. Official fire official said that sounds stupid. That was nobody.
Hey, let's go back and get the phone so we can tell them about the fire. No, the smoke and the flames they not gonna see. We gotta call them.
Oh, that Zimas.
Oh, 9/11.
Them Zimas. Once that hey, man, we got to get my phone to call the fire department about the fire that's in the house around my phone.
Hurry up before it gets too hot. The battery will explode.
The unidentified companion escaped, but Benson was...
He acted like he was going to run in the fire and stopped. All right, let's go get him. Once he ran in, all right, I'm gone.
He's stupid. Benson dead. The unidentified companion escaped, but Benson was unable to cheat death twice. He was found dead inside the house by members of the Plano Fire Department, official said. It was a terrible mistake.
Holding the phone.
And he was in the middle of completing a Candy Crush on his way out.
Oh my God.
In his hoverboard.
Oh, Lord.
I got it. He probably said, looked at my book. Hey, Craig, I got the phone.
What?
Wait, hold on. It was a terrible miscalculation on their part. A terrible accident, Captain Peggy Hurl said. Told the Daily News.
Oh,
just
Captain
very
Peggy. You're so good.
At what point is seven?
Captain Peggy, you're very good. Because my
so
quote would have been.
What a dumbass.
Captain Gage.
Captain Gage.
Here we go. All right, here we go. This is Kit Clark. This is Kit Clark here, live in front of dead people, old folk home. Sir, we're going to take a minute to speak to Captain Gage of the Chicago Fire Department.
I don't know how I got in Plano, but I saw smoke.
So, what'd you find?
Dead people. Dead old people clutching phones. It was terrible. I don't know what was going on. It was just dead people and burnt up jitterbugs everywhere.
Big button jitterbugs.
Oh, wait, my jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
And none of those life alerts worked.
Jitterbug.
None of those life alerts worked at all.
Oh, they all went off.
They all failed.
Everybody just took eight and was crazy. Hey, Rex, why you in there? Grab my Kindle Fire. Grab my Kindle on fire. Stupid. Firefighter said, oh, I'm sorry. Benson lived at the one-story brick house with his adult daughter and an unidentified.
Notice she lived.
Oh, yeah, because I ain't going back in there. Dad's 72. He should know better. Firefighters had to battle the raging fire from the outside because the entire home
was fighting the fire on the inside is a little too difficult.
I would guess.
They had to fight the fire on the outside because the inside was too hot. Who starts fighting the fire from the inside?
Oh, I'm reading more into this. Hold on, dig this.
Here we go.
The male roommate alerted Benson and his daughter, who were both sleeping at the time.
The male roommate that set the fire.
There you go.
Fluffums.
Think I'm going to cook me a hot plate. Think I'm going to get up. I like cooking hot plates in the microwave and the foil.
Let's put the foil in the microwave. I need it hot now.
I need the wolf. It was like, I need the warm now. Are you crazy?
Where's my jitterbug?
Rex.
It's funny because they're from Texas.
And everything's bigger there, including the flames.
Explosions.
When firefighters arrived at the home at 1:08 a.m., 3 minutes after the initial call came over.
On someone else's phone.
Across the street. Hey, across the street.
Is that Vernon running into that fire again?
Oh, Vernon, don't learn. Hey, don't worry. They probably was like, Rex, Vernon, Kim, get over here. We'll call. No.
I need my jitterbug.
And my iPhone 5. You don't know Siri's going to let them know. Siri was in there like, you need to leave. The house is on fire. John Cena. Like, anyway, Hell said that her experience that roughly 90% of the people who go back in the fire don't make it out alive. You think? I didn't think people realize how quickly fire grows. Evidently, they felt they had the time to go back in, she said. This is a notch in the statistic on the wrong end.
Chalk one more up for the fire.
Give one more up to our boy Lucifer. Benson's adult.
That's a fire.
I told you.
Oh.
Benson's adult daughter and an unidentified roommate were able to escape to the fire and survive. The neighbors were sad and perplexed as to why Benson didn't come in the house, come to them for a phone.
You know why? Here's why.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, son of the morning.
Top of the evening to you. Don't mind me, but where's your jitterbug?
Oh, that's right.
You better go in there and get that jitterbug. You know how much that $19.95. You want to lose it? Go in there and get your jitterbug. Blew out.
Damn it. Open my floor door.
Reuben Hurricane Carter.
You won't blow these flames out. Let me tell you about the hurricane.
This ain't no story of the hurricane here. That's so You're so stupid for sitting there all them years.
Love broke you out, but it brought you down here with me.
Love's going to bust me out of hate. put me in these flames. But love's gonna bust me out.
Yes, the hurricane is in hell. I like it. It works for me.
Anyway, Rex died. Life goes on.
He's with Lucifer now.
And the hurricane.
And anybody who don't think anybody dumb enough to run back into flames ain't with you, crazy.
Yes, that's stupid.
The house on fire.
Why would you go back?
Short of your newborn baby in the fire, you ran back for your phone.
Yo, jitterbug. They're giving those away. Government gives you a phone for free. 90
and
minutes.
You ran in. Oh. And what was he, 70 years?
72.
He was 70 years old. He had a razor. My razor. Gotta get it.
He went to the house and he didn't grab his dialysis medicine. He didn't grab his Etch-a-Sketch for just to keep his activity going in his brain.
He didn't grab all of his VHS cassettes of old time radio.
He didn't grab nothing. Not the old records of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Not Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Ink Spots. Can't forget my Ink Spot records.
He didn't grab his first edition.
That's when you could call him colored. Who don't love the days of when you could call them colored?
And get away with it.
They liked it. They would smile.
Here's my thing, man. I'm a neighbor, right? And I'm getting out the house. Hey, and I'm getting as close to the house where it's not risking nothing to get the, hey, y'all come out, whatever. If as soon as they said he was out, then ran back in.
Damn it, my phone.
Oh, and patting himself down.
And he got a nightshirt on with the cap and the candle.
Right. The long
nightshirt.
The screw.
With the cap and the my phone.
Let me go get that. Hey, Rex, I got a, hey, right here, I have my Galaxy. Use this.
That's a television. I need my phone. And it wasn't even a cell. It was a rotary phone.
And I'm sure he had the right. Yes, he had that
he
life
went
alert.
Went back to get his rotary phone. Hello, oh. Mabel? Give me Bensonhurst 235.
Give me Rodeo Circle. Stargate 994.
He calls the operator and knows about it. Mabel? Is that you, Mabel? Give me Hudson 32700.
No, idiot, the fire department. I can't say fire. I hate him. Whatever, he deserved what he got. He was 72 anyway. He was getting ready to punch his ticket. Doesn't matter.
I don't feel bad for him.
His time was coming.
I don't feel bad for him.
72, and you running there to get a phone. And you got your life alert around your neck.
Life alert jumped off his neck. I'm not going back in there.
Sir, you're stupid.
They called him. That's life alert calling.
Right. I hear my phone on the inside. It may be my dead wife. Let me go get that. Because don't forget, Jesus called me, and I put him
Gertrude.
On hold.
Gertrude, is that you?
No. Nah, Jesus called me, and I put him on hold.
That's wrong.
Jim! You're down there with James Brown hitting it to that. That's where you're at.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Just wrong on so many levels. But he deserves it.
Yeah.
Why would you run back in the fire?
He's stupid.
Why would you run back in the fire?
He's stupid.
For a phone.
Because it needs to happen. But whatever. You know.
He had a moment.
Yeah, he had a... don't want to get into that. Go ahead, man. It's on you. Well, you gonna milk that to the brain?
No, I was gonna say, would you rather run back into a building or see Spider-Man 2?
I you're taking me to that point, man.
Yeah, we give them props when they win.
I enjoyed Spider-Man, man. I told you that. I thought it was okay.
Ooh. It was okay.
Shouts out to Big Baby David, Big Baby Ambrosia for her new magazine cover.
Mm-hmm. Lordy.
Is what it's called.
Lordy.
No, I'm sorry.
Stuck now.
Get 19,
off the screen.
Okay, yeah. So, shout out, man. Good job.
So you enjoyed. You enjoyed the Spidey.
I.
Congratulations. He got 90 mil.
Yeah.
Weekend. Terrific.
Yeah, he's good.
Movie kind of left me a little bit empty.
Well,
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Some things ticked me off.
Like what got you the most, man?
That's what got me the most.
Don't tell the listeners about the movie, but you know,
right? No spoiler alert. No, we ain't gonna do that. I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody else. I'm just gonna say, at one point in the movie, they made you reference to other three movies that don't count no more because we doing these movies. That's all I'm saying. Hi, this is my best friend Harry. I'm telling you, he's my best friend, though you didn't see him in the first movie, and you're just seeing him now. Reference back to the other three movies that don't count no more to understand. Thank you.
Let me ask you something, though.
Yes, sir.
Completely off topic. We're talking, and don't forget, second hour, we will be saying, this is what they think of you. So, yeah, and we're going to woo. We got some clips. And if for anybody who did, if you missed.
We ain't got to wait for those clips. We can take a break and go right into some of this.
I want to ask you something before. Right,
yes,
we're going to take a break. Yes. But before we take this break, I want you to ponder something. DMC of Run DMC criticizes Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, says listeners are brainwashed. So we're going to take a break.
We'll chew that fat over when we come back. I like it.
Truth Brothers Radio. Learn up.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop. When it's real, they get scared. Got a slave for the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or healthcare. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in there.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you won't try it some more. Time doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. But you're not.
And intensely.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. little old school hip hop there as we talk about DMC.
Now again, before
what
the break,
man DMC got to say.
Well, again, like I said before the break, DMC criticized Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. Says listeners are brainwashed. Real quick, it was inevitable that hip hop became commercial, but along the way, our power got taken away. Now you got the same 12 records on radio being played over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Lil Wayne, Jay-Z ain't hot. It's just they're programmed so many times, people are brainwashed. What made us, KRS, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, and among others great, was that we wanted to change the world, taking responsibility for our actions. Now everything that's negative in stupid-ass America is celebrated. What do you think? That's what DMC.
Woo! Hard pressed to find some faults in there. Me myself, I concur heartily. It's the
even
truth.
With the J?
I mean, what he's saying is he stays relevant because hell, he's buying so much airtime that it stays in your face. I don't think he's taking anything away from Jay's talent.
No.
I think Jay actually makes some good music, but the surrounding point he has is right on point. You may disagree with him using Jay as an example,
true,
but as far as everybody else, he's right on point. So the conditions, you may not like the example
right
that he had,
right,
but the condition is right on point.
No doubt. You throw
right
me,
on point.
You throw me Meek Mill, Rich Homie Quan, OG Bobby Johnson, dude. Yes, I totally agree. Even with Lil Wayne,
I'm
you're
sorry,
absolutely right.
You tried to, before we started the show, you tried to get me to listen to one dude's song, and I couldn't get past all the rhetoric to hear his points. And part of the reason is they all sound the same. Everybody likes to sound 15 with no bass in their voice now.
No doubt.
Everybody. But like he said, when he was coming out, DMC sounded totally different from KRS-One, who sounded totally different from Q-Tip. Everybody was trying to find their own spot, style, and flavor.
That's because, but you know, the biz now is trying to produce put it like this, every rapper right now has a mold that they fit into. You either have this short, you either have these shortcuts, or you have dreads. No rapper, they're mainly now are pushing these dread dudes. Like every thug rapper has to have dreads. And
to scare America.
There you go.
This is to scare America.
It's
where dreads before used to be, oh, you're the nice guy. Like Bob Marley, you might smoke a little weed here and there, but hey, Electric Avenue, he had dreads. No one cared.
No.
Now it's to scare you. Oh,
because we are
old dog.
Was those dreads?
No, they were braids, but it's still the same effect.
I thought braids scare them more than dreads, but I guess. I don't know. They're still long and dangerous, and I don't like your hair.
Right.
But, no, I was saying that because what he said again does make sense. He has a great point, and I would never disagree with that because I listen to the music, and I'll be like, okay. And I want to like some of the rappers because I want to like Drake. I like Drake. I do like Drake.
You know what's
Drake.
Crazy? Drake comes off as a nice, respectable guy, and it's like he's trying to play against type.
Right.
Not saying that ain't, you know, maybe he really is that way, but I'm saying the way his image has been portrayed, it's like he's trying to play against type. Chris Brown definitely played against type.
And
because at first, when he got to do the movie, when he first came out, I remember how my kids was trying to convince me how Chris Brown was this nice home guy you could bring home to your folks. And it's okay if we listen to him. And something I just never bought into it.
I mean, before the
image they were pushing at first.
I believe before the industry got a hold of Chris Brown and he got to see that underworld, I believe Chris was a cool dude. I believe he was a cool kid.
I believe he was a kid.
I believe he was a
cool
kid.
And I believe he got seduced. And also, when you're never told no, especially as a child, it's going to bring out bad behavior. Same thing. I'm sure Lil Bieber was a nice little kid before He made millions, and nobody ever told him no. He acts this way because you have a whole army of adults who never tells this kid no. No one ever tells him, man, you can't do that.
Who can?
Well, that's another here and there. I would go back to say those Jackson boys all seemed to had a good image and stayed in line, but Pops also kept a heavy hand. I'm not saying that abusing the kids is wrong.
I'm just saying,
but he did know what this thing could do to them, and he kept a tight ship.
But
maybe a little too tight.
Yeah, I
will say that.
How it turned out
maybe
for them
he
now.
Went a little bit too far, but still.
I'm just saying, look at how they all turned out now. I think it's not even as far as the rearing when it comes to the industry. It's just that maybe it's the business as a whole.
Yes.
I think that.
If you're not grounded, if you don't have an underlying philosophy or you don't have something to keep you grounded, that business will tear you up. If you keep hearing every day that you're the end-all, be-all, you will start to believe that. And everyone has an ego. And if you start feeding it too much, hey, dudes, there's women out there who will feed your ego to the point that they will have you so gassed up that you believe everything that they're telling you. And at the same time, she'll use that to manipulate you. Same thing with women. There's dudes who will cater to your vanity
to get what they want.
Right. Or buy you. You keep getting bought enough, you end up like V.
Oh, yeah. What an idiot.
The idiot, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But no, I think what he said was dead on point, and I agree. I would love to see some artistry put back in it. There's people who are trying, but it's so consumed. Hip-hop isn't music anymore. This is just a product. It's soap. It's potato chips. You open it up, consume it, throw it away.
You know what it is, man? I believe that a lot of the times, man, you do have talent. Like I said, you got your J Electronicas. You got your Cassidy's. You got your Kendrick Lamar's. You got your, like, most people who actually can bring art to this art aren't mainstream. That's
why
a problem.
Is that? Because it's a product.
Right. So
art is for artists.
True.
You don't have an artist making potato chips. You don't have a gourmet chef making potato chips.
Do you believe Kanye West is an artist?
Yes. Is he an artist out of control? Yeah, that's debatable.
Do you believe Lil Wayne is an artist?
No.
Okay.
I was just curious. That's the head potato chip maker. I think Kanye is an artist, but I think Kanye now is making, here, living onion potato chips. Here, chicken and waffle potato chip.
I gotta disagree, but
I'm so good. It's gourmet flavor potato chips, but it's still potato chips. He ain't made a piece of art in a hot minute.
I don't know. I mean, what define art? Like, I mean, blood on the leaves.
It's real subjective.
Blood on the leaves, black skinheads, these type of things he's doing. I consider that art.
I'm not gonna argue.
No,
I mean, it's subjective, and I mean he does have the skill. I think he's working too hard to be seen as ambiguous and arty and flighty and
just not him is what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know what he is anymore. But I don't think he's the same kid with the mouth wire shut that had something to prove. I don't believe that.
Most people. The thing I liked about Kanye before is when he did have something to do. That, like, everybody, Kanye, College Dropout is a classic album. That's up there with me with Nas, Illmatic.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll give you
that. It's a classic album because hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. But we got a call coming in.
Yeah, finish your point, though.
No, I was just going to say, I just thought Kanye West, he did get a little fool, and once he got fool, the dude that was always in Kanye, that artist that was always in Kanye, manifest into something bigger. And when it manifests, it took his ego with him. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But we got a caller coming in.
Yeah, 312, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, it's Mookie. What's going on?
What's going on?
So I don't think that what y'all saying about Kanye is really true. I just think once you get to a certain status in that industry, you don't have to try as hard no more. He was hungry and he was thirsty because he wanted us. He got us now. So now he just making whatever he feel like making. Before it was about impressing us and giving us the music that we wanted. Now he in a place where he don't have to cater to us no more, so he doing his thing. I don't fault him for it. I don't take nothing away from it. I think he's still good at his craft. It's just he in a different place now. Like Jay-Z, he grew up, he changed. I don't care for his music particularly as much as I used to because it's a whole different message now. Most of us feel that way because we still in the same position from when they was hungry. We don't see the change. We don't change as fans. They change as artists. So that's why we on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. But I think he's still good and relevant. It's just he in a different place now.
No, I told, like I said, I still like Kanye. I tell him all the time.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Like I was just talking about, like I said, Blood on the Leaves is something totally different. And I've never heard Kanye do something like that.
Right.
I never heard him do something like Black Skinhead and the other, I can't remember the other joints. But now the last album, Yeezus as a whole, yes. Like even Charlamagne the God told him, yo, don't know what was going on with you. But what was up with that?
Well, I think she lends credence to both points. And he, like we said, he is an artist. But every artist, I think, go through that phase. Prince went through that phase where he started making stuff in Alphabet Street. Like, what the hell is this?
Right.
But that was a phase he was in, and then he morphed into other things. I believe Kanye will morph into other things. I believe he's got talent.
Right.
But yeah, I believe he's, hey, I'm experimenting with this now. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm on that. But she's right. She's right on both points. She's not as hungry anymore, and he can do what he wants. I think Jay-Z is a scotch bit different, only in the fact, I think Jay-Z likes the fact and keep proving there's no one out here better than me right now.
You know what? Jay-Z and Kanye are similar, but they're so different.
Yeah,
only thing about Kanye is Kanye has an ego. Jay-Z knows how to keep his ego. In my opinion, let me say this. Kanye has an ego, but Jay-Z has one, but he keeps it in check.
It manifests in different ways. Jay-Z's ego manifests in business.
Right. I'll give you that.
The business door shark fin, that's what he want to prove.
Right.
Be on par with anybody. The music is just nobody wants to step up and take this spot. I'm going to keep doing this till someone knocks me off. And like he said, y'all lazy. You're lazy. Most of them out there are lazy.
Okay. And thanks for the call, Mook.
Oh, for sure.
Appreciate that. I know. Thanks for listening and all that. My another thing I got is, okay, since we're into the rap thing, Jay-Z, of course. Jay-Z is it the fact that I don't think that, is it going to come a point, because the older Jay-Z gets, you know, a younger generation is going to come up, and they're going to say, look, we don't want
You're too old.
Exactly.
He's Floyd Mayweather right now. He's Floyd Mayweather of hip-hop right now.
He is.
I've done this so long that it's really inconceivable why everybody should still, why all these young kids in this commercial market is still on my stuff like that. But at the same time, his opponent isn't every other rapper out there. It's marketing. How do I keep manifesting this over and over again?
But
again, the deal with his last album, the deal that he made with Samsung with the phone, with the Galaxy phones, that was marketing genius. NPR said it. And that's what helped propel the album. He's smart like that. Now he's showing, I took my wife. Her dad got her to this level. I've taken her to Wavy. He's taken her to the point to where she's such an American institution. Saturday Night Live did a whole skit around, if you don't like Beyonce, something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which says something about him and the way he markets. Because it is marketing.
I mean, but he's in a business world. That's the world he lives in.
Right.
Okay.
Again, it's day.
Got another caller?
Yeah, we got another caller. 630, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, the thing I'm listening to you guys and y'all talking about Jay-Z, he's one of my favorite. He's just lyrical. But the thing I'm looking at is, it's not Jay-Z against other rappers. Really, what Jay-Z is doing right now, in my opinion, this is my opinion, is Jay-Z is, he ain't got nobody to battle against but himself. All he can do is improve, just like Michael Jordan. At a certain time, Michael Jordan got to the point, ain't nobody else to beat but me. Right now, Jay-Z ain't got nobody to out-rap but him.
Well, see, I agree. I agree, but I kind of disagree.
Right.
Let me tell you
why.
Because
there's commercial acts out there.
No. It's people. One, the powers that, first off, Jay-Z has his hand on rap altogether.
Right.
And it's people, you got some people who are scared to go against Jay-Z, but you got some people who are like, I can go at Jay, but the powers that be won't let me go
right.
at Jay. So,
right.
like, Drake was one of the dudes who came at Jay-Z. Now, again, y'all might think I'm crazy for this. If Jay-Z and Drake battle, I don't know who will win. That's my opinion. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
Drake is one of them dudes, and thanks for the call, bro. I don't know if he's still there, but appreciate
he's
the
there,
call.
Man.
Drake is one of them dudes that, bar for bar, punchline for punchline, wit for wit, I think he's a younger version of him.
You've got a point because Jay-Z is a CEO. Because, like Jay-Z say, record labels don't drop me. Record labels.
Right.
That because he's so powerful and can control his own destiny.
Right.
If you're an artist under a label, you're right. For marketing purposes, and I'm a record company CEO, it may not be advantageous for me to let you battle, to go into some type
a
of
guy.
Battle with Jay-Z.
Right.
Because you could lose, and then your record sales are going to slump, and I'm not going to make my money.
Mm-hmm.
Why do that when I could just tell you make this commercial garbage and keep it moving?
Right.
Like you said, Mos Def, at the height of his skills, wanted to go at Jay-Z.
Right.
He was itching to go at Jay-Z. And it just, like you say, record, hey, ain't no sense in doing that.
Right.
Why lose sales over this?
Right. I mean, and it's one of them things, man, where
And then, again, sometimes perception matters, too, because, yeah, remember when he was running Def Jam, LL went nuts because
right.
LL was like, you didn't respect me for the person who built this place, and he wanted to go off. And then Jay-Z took the high road and like, no, nah, that wouldn't be wise.
I don't know. I just have to say I don't know. I believe wholeheartedly that you first off, if you're going to do it, you got to be a worthy opponent. I believe Jay says that it's, I'm not going to run down the hill
no.
to try to murder Mook.
No.
It's no point for that.
No.
But,
and that's the difference between him and like a KRS-One. Because he's up on top of that mountain, he don't have to run down. Why would I tire myself running down to talk about you? I'm already on top. KRS-One is a matter of I'm the best. I'm one of the best ever to do this. Though I'm not on top of that mountain because marketing purposes says you're not supposed to respect me.
Because
so every time you pop off, I'm going to smack you around.
Right. No doubt. But I don't know, man. Like I said, I want him to take the commercial leash off a couple of these kids. The kids that actually are hungry, who have the talent. Like, I know the dude says, you know, like, he likes Jay. And a lot of the older cats like Jay because, you know, he's transcended. He's through time. He's going to go down as one of the greatest.
No doubt.
We know this. Give somebody else a chance to prove it to y'all, though. And this is just speaking from a younger generation saying, give Drake a shot. Definitely give Kendrick Lamar a shot. Give the see, it's names that if I say it, you're going to look at a name like, nope, don't want to go. If I told you Meek Mill actually had lyrics, a lot of people would look at me like, you're stupid.
Yeah, I'm looking at you like that now. But
Wale is another dude.
I feel you, though, because it's commercially viable to have you talk stupid to them. Again, you're talking about a battle. rap battles are irrelevant now only because now you've got two generation of kids who don't even know how to rate a rap battle. They'll rate a rap battle by record sales.
Yes.
They won't rate a rap battle by skills. They don't know how to rate a rap battle by skills. They'll go strictly by record sales and popularity. These kids, oh, come on.
No, no, no. Really? The reason I said it is I've seen kids listen to two people sit in there and battle each other. And they're waiting to see who has the dopest lyrics. And that's crazy.
Right.
I said dopest lyrics.
Right. And that will all go to the wayside once popularity and marketing gets into it. And that's what they will go by. They do it every time.
Well, are you saying?
You're right. Two kids in a lunchroom?
Right.
No doubt. That's, you've got nothing else to go off of. Two stars.
Nelly and KRS-One.
Yes. They're going to go by, well, look at what. No, that ain't how you even rate the damn thing. But that's neither here nor there. Once glitz and glamour and marketing
gets involved.
But
that's with anything. Loyalty goes within a lot of things, though.
But hip-hop is the only art form bred to do it. They're
right.
Bred to, again, you want to talk about any other form of music, the Rolling Stones get respect no matter. Rolling Stones don't say, oh, we'll go up against Coldplay. They're the Rolling Stones. They do what the Rolling Stones do, and everybody bow their heads whether you like them or not. They bred you to tell you you respect the pedigrees. Again, I make the Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, they made a hit record in 20 years, but you still respect him. Rap artists are the only ones that if you're not doing something right now that everybody is on, you can't be respected. Again, no one's respecting the old school.
You're gonna make an argument that the majority don't.
I'm not making a blanket statement for 100% of
you said,
everybody.
No, you're
but
saying
you just
these
said the
kids.
The majority.
I mean, nah, I have to say,
really,
an actual person, an actual kid who loves hip hop will say, okay, respect to the Rakims, respect to the Big Daddy Kanes, respect to the Heavy D's.
Yes.
I think a kid.
I'll give you 10%, no doubt, because nothing is 100%. But like you said, the majority.
I was trying to recant.
Lil Wayne, these hoes ain't loyal. All that's awesome.
That's just trend. That's all that is, man. I don't.
That's what hip hop is built on now.
Trend?
Trend and commercial garbage. It's not built on anything to last. It's not built on it.
None of it.
None of the songs. Nothing is memorable anymore. When I say nothing, I'm not saying every little damn song that come out. But 90% of the crap is not memorable. It's made to use and throw away. Use and throw away.
Okay.
Just saying.
I'm asking this. With seeing as how we can say that some things or some people don't respect the art form, or you say hip hop or whatever like that.
Well, I'm using hip hop as the prime example.
I know. I'm going to ask you with just general, with the kids now, do you think they respect any of the elders in any other aspect of anything else?
That's a deeper question.
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Because I see a lot of kids that don't respect some kids that don't respect people like Jordan and what he's done. And when Jordan was in the game and it was kids like that, they didn't respect Dr. J and what he done. And when Dr. J was there, they didn't respect what. The reason I'm saying is because it always goes with.
I don't know no one. I don't know anybody
who
didn't respect Dr. J when Jordan was coming up.
No. The kids of Jordan's era, dude. I know kids of Jordan era that say, man, they would tell you, "Hey, Jay, man, he wasn't all that." Like they would say, "Yo, Jordan wasn't all that." Like they would say, "Bill Russell wasn't all that." As you go down time. You got kids that was just because they're kids. They're not going to know the history until they get older, and then they'll realize it. So I'm thinking the kids now, like, dude, when I was a kid.
818-514-1202.
As they get older, they realize, yo, I was wrong. Like, I got a cousin. Never forget the dude. Lil Wayne, he thought Lil Wayne, when Wayne was with Cash Money Records, had the braids, rock and drop it like it's hot, whatever, that the album or whatever. He thought Lil Wayne was the hottest thing that ever walked the earth. When Lil Wayne wasn't the Lil Wayne of right now, right? Then he heard Rakim as he got older.
Okay,
he thought
that kid, the mass majority. No, there's no.
I think as they get older, I think as they get older, they will.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I think it's.
I might be being negative, and
yeah,
that might be true.
Because,
but right now, I can say I can look out the window and see it in my favor. They're not respecting it. They don't respect it now.
They're still kids.
They don't. I'm talking about a 25-year-old. There's not too many 25-year-olds that appreciates lyrics no more. Hell, unfortunately, there's 40-year-olds that's running around
now,
listening
now
to crap
talking,
and bobbing
talking,
their head.
Now you're talking not a majority on that point.
No,
though.
True.
Now,
I'm just saying.
Okay,
I'm just
right.
saying when the TV tells you this is what you should be, there's too many sheeple out there. That's all I'm saying. There's people who just, whatever you tell me is good. Again, you got 40-year-olds running. What about we got 5 minutes. Enough time to get into
go
it.
Ahead.
Prime example. We went to go get your motorcycle Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to get
went to
that.
Get your motorcycle. We saw these dudes almost look like us as far as, like,
age difference, right?
Because we know I'm old. I'm a little bit way more older than you.
Right.
And, you know, and it's that age difference. Here's a 40-year-old man with his 28-year-old pal, whatever.
Right.
And they're both wearing Mismatch shoes.
Now, here's
they're
the thing
both
about
wearing
the Mismatch
shoes.
They swapped one shoe from each other.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
He said, hey, man, I like
you got
those
the Timbs.
I got the
Nikes on.
Yeah.
Well, I like your Timbs. Well, I like your Nike.
Well, let's put our peanut butter in each other's chocolate.
And I'm not saying they look gay.
No.
That is not the point I'm making. But I am making a point that I don't know too many 40-year-olds that wants to go out in public wearing Mismatch shoes. I'm sure, since I've noticed it, as the summer goes on, as the year goes on, whatever, that I will start noticing that this is now the trend.
Right.
Again, when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
Crisscross came out. Here's two little 10-year-olds wearing backwards clothes. I was in the Marines at the time. I saw 25-year-old men going out into the club with their clothes on freaking backwards because they saw children doing it. That's all I'm saying. When I say sheeple, of course there were people who said, that's just stupid. Like there would be people who will say, Mismatch shoes is stupid, especially
right.
two dudes wearing them. But at the same time, if someone decides to make that the hot thing and Birdman and Lil Wayne do it, then who knows? It could become.
But then again, sheeple saw Birdman and Lil Wayne kiss. And
yeah, and do the homie is what's happening now.
Did we not?
Boy pussy is what's happening now.
If you got a point.
Again, Obama's president, that didn't seem to take hold. The suits Jay-Z wear don't seem to take hold because you have
That's
an
good.
Industry
That's
that says,
good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They might start reading if they, no, no.
That scares me.
No, no. So, yeah, you've got an industry that works counter to some of the things Jay-Z is trying to turn people on to.
818-514-1202. Press the number one again if you want to get in this conversation.
But
that scares me a little bit, too, man. About
But we can run that in the here's what they think about you. So here's what we'll do. Let's set up a commercial. We come back. We'll continue the conversation. And because this does lead into what they think about you.
Absolutely.
This runs right into it. So there's no problem there. We come back, Truth Brothers Radio.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. White birth made you American. You wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Hard truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, cause you know.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Siri, I gotta get a guitar.
May I suggest an African drum? Siri, what's a good restaurant nearby?
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I'm a vegan, Siri.
They have watermelon.
What's a good place to hike around here?
There is a basketball court 3 blocks east. Crack Rock available on the south corner.
Siri, play my Coldplay Running Mix.
Playing at Nickus in Paris.
Siri, play my Coldplay Mix. Siri, what's my schedule for today?
Appointment with your parole officer.
Siri, I've never been to jail.
Paternity test, followed by rap battle.
Look, Siri.
Swag. Swag.
I don't get
swag.
It. Swag. Swag. Siri, this wasn't on my schedule. It kicked my mother.
Swag. I thought your penis would be bigger.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up with any questions, comments, or show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. We'll be sitting there waiting, listening. Let's do it.
There you go. And the chat room is wide open. You got Lorelai and Tony from Hot Topics Talk Radio is in the chat room.
That's what's up.
Hanging out. Say they busting up, having a good time. And we got people in the queue. Hey, thanks for everybody who just made comments on that last discussion about hip-hop.
Yeah.
And we'll keep the party going and get into here's what they think about you. We're going to just give you, you know, some random quotes of people who might have said something when they figure nobody really was listening or when they let their guard down. You know, a good reporter job is to make you so comfortable that you that you feel at home and let your true nature come out.
And or to expose some things that you would, yeah, like you said, to expose some things that they wouldn't get from nobody else or they felt like you wouldn't say. So, yeah.
Or you're just plain dumb like my girl. Sterling's old girl
Sterling
said
jump
some
off.
Real nice stuff.
And in case y'all haven't seen or heard about it, Sterling had an interview with Barbara.
Well, not Sterling.
Sterling's jump off had an interview with Barbara Walters on the other. What was that? The other day? I can't remember exactly what day it was. But anyway, she decided to go banana piece. And for those who have, banana piece. I said it. And for those who hasn't had a chance to, if you've been under a rock, I mean, seriously, you don't know what's going on. Donald Sterling got called using, let's just go stupid and say, we're not going to say that. Let's just say he got called saying some things about black people. And
he don't want them coming to their game, coming to his game.
Took hold. So
stay out of there.
Commissioner Silver of the NBA says, look here, here's your plan. Get out.
Question.
Yeah.
Does the Lakers and the Clippers play in the same arena?
Yes, sir.
Had they always done that?
Yes, sir.
They always both played in the same. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I honestly didn't know that.
Yes. It's since jump off day. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like Cubs and Sox. Nah, we all do it here.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't. I truly didn't know that.
But anyway, they wound up having some. You know, he's been fined. He's been banned from the NBA for life. I don't even think he can watch it on his TV. And and now you know, they exposing the girl for the idiot she really is. I gave her more credit.
Yeah, she calls herself V now.
Yeah.
She said she changed her name to V.
Stands for venereal disease. That's what it stands for.
First name V, last name D.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, she has the thing about it is, one, Donald Sterling's been making a few comments that after the thing, first off, you know he lawyered up.
First off, he's a lawyer, and he's very litigious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But he
called
up.
One of his homies.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
Get me out this. Second off, he openly, he says, look, only they asked him, hey, do you regret anything? The man say, only thing I regret is not paying her off. That's it. So you don't regret using the car, saying, you know, I don't want them in, I don't want they black asses in my red seats. It's what he pretty much is saying.
Pretty much. I didn't ask him to come.
Right.
Didn't ask for it.
Also, during this, the week before the man actually said he don't want black people at his games, he was supposed to get the NAACP Image Award.
In Los Angeles.
Yes.
How did one chapter make that determination? I don't know. But real quick, Tony from Hot Topics Talk Radio just posted the interview up on our in our chat room. So go over there, take a peek, come back, listen, whatever.
And we
and the chapter when they were confronted with this, they said, hey man, everybody makes mistakes. And I'm a good Christian. You need to learn how to forgive. Here's what they think about you. I'd rather have this racist money than to have y'all respect. Sorry. Your respect don't pay the NAACP rent-a-car bills.
And on top of that, well, Mr. Jenkins has been fired. Let's just kick that off.
You right? think the national chapters, look, man.
How did this even slip through
the national chapter got a lot of hard to call the pot calling the kettle black. Yeah. NAACP as a whole, as an organization, ain't that sharp anymore, in my opinion. They will juke it up for a dollar in a heartbeat.
I'd roll with Rainbow Push first.
I'd roll with neither. I'd push them both push them both off a cliff if I could.
Well, there it is. But well, since we got
Mr. Sterling, hey, here's some money. Can I call you colored? Thank you.
You think that much respect is gone? You really believe that? I'm asking. Do you believe that?
I don't think that the NAACP has actually been. They're a big organization. They're big and steeped in tradition, but I don't think they've been relevant for a minute. 818-514-1202. Please call me and set me straight.
Or press the number one.
I don't think that they're relevant. I don't find them to be relevant. I don't.
Do you believe that when something happens, the NAACP steps in and say, hey, we're here, we're backing you, we got your back, you know, we're hoping, doing it.
Sure, depending on the topic, sure, depending on what happened,
right,
depending on the issue, but do I think they're relevant? No. Do I think sometime it's FaceTime? Does every leader of the national chapter, of the national NAACP, get steeped in some type of controversy and then goes off the rails? Ben Chavis. And Kwame Nfume, Ben Jealous is the latest one now.
Yeah.
All of them, one after the other, just goes off the rails, cleans it up. But then again, hey, let's be honest. Martin Luther King III ain't exactly a strong black leader. Him and his brother still arguing over the museum and who's going to get the ticket money. Being for real, here's what they think about you. One of the most prominent black men on planet Earth today, and their children can't get it together.
I want the money.
No, that's my money this year. Just being for real.
Okay.
Jesse, all of these are coming from the same vein of the old civil rights movement, and it's not relevant anymore, and they struggle and flounder to find relevancy.
Jesse
loved being the number one black man in America till Obama started looking like he could win the presidency. Then he wanted to cut the man's testicles off.
But at the same time, right now, Jesse got more rights to say whatever he wants to than Obama did.
And what'd he do? What'd he do with them rights?
All right, he said
he was right in front of this one.
Yeah.
Sterling, hey. But then again, Michael Jordan, this was such a slam dunk that Michael Jordan took a stand. And Michael Jordan don't take a stand on nothing but money.
Well, that's red. Give you 17 pair of shoes, but hey, y'all fight over these, dog.
Remember Craig Hodges?
Yeah.
Remember Craig? For most people who don't remember, Craig Hodges was a member of the, did he get two championships? Or was he in the first three? No, he was
He got the first two. He got the 3-point contest championship.
Right, but I was just saying he's got the first two championships. He was with the first on the team with the first two.
Second and third. Either way, well,
okay.
No, he got
either
two.
Way, I digress. Either way, but Craig Hodges was he was a 3-point champion, real popular, but he was Afrocentric in his thinking. So he had a line of clothes, and he kept pressing his NBA friends to help endorse these clothes, and let's get this out there. We could start manufacturing. We could put these factories in our own neighborhood. And since my teammate, the dude two lockers from me, happens to be the greatest basketball player on earth right now, you would think this would work out. No, not too much.
I don't want them thinking.
Kept pressing him, and he got him launched. Get him off my team.
Get him out of here. I'm Black Captain America, sir. You can't do this.
Get him out of here.
Well,
get him. And when they found out Nike had little babies in Korea making shoes, Jordan said, hey, I don't know. Don't take a stand on that. Look, Republicans buy shoes, too. I'd like them to buy my shoes. In my hands. No sense in offending everybody when I could offend nobody.
So you think Jordan kept his mouth shut for the money?
For sure. 818-514-1202. Really? Ooh, talk to me. Really. You tell me the radical political views of Michael J. Jordan. Hit me.
I personally, again, my humble opinion, I don't think Jordan kept his mouth closed for money. I just think that he was put, it's not that he was paid to keep his mouth shut.
No, I'm not saying he was paid. I think it was in his best business interest.
Right. Like,
that's the money.
That's protecting your name and your brand. I don't think that's for money.
Really?
Hey, that could have caused the... Jordan
when Nike said, oops, we got caught with slave labor, we're sorry, we'll make amends. Jordan said, hey, they apologize, what you want me to say? The kids needed work.
The kids needed work. What was he supposed to say, man? Seriously.
I didn't know that my brand of shoe was being used for child labor. I'm going to get on them and make them stop doing that. The same thing, who was it, Kathy Lee Gifford did when she found out her cheap dresses was being made by little kids getting whipped in the back. Didn't mean that she meant it. She just went out there and said the right thing. This is wrong. I don't think little Bobo should be getting whipped in his back. Jordan said, hey, whips keep you up. Whips keep you up. Keep you going. Magic Johnson has stepped. Hey, this is not right. This is home ownership. Let's do Jordan home ownership. Hey, if you can afford it, you can afford it. Hey, Million Man March. Magic. Hey, sounds like a good idea. No, I'm not going. But sounds like a great idea. No problem. If you want to go, have at it. Jordan. Hey. All I know is
not everybody. Your president. Has not spoken on a lot of things because
I agree. Yep.
He knows to appease people. I know I can't
I,
speak
I'll
on certain
go
things.
In on. You want to go in on Obama today? We can do that
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. We can go back to the Gaza Strip.
Mr. Obama, brother president, we've been real nice to you. You've drawn too many people. Hey, you could have released Assata Shakur. You could have wiped that. You could have closed that chapter and let sister come home. You won't step out on a limb against
the guys.
The shootings.
The guys. I haven't heard him say nothing about the girls.
The
in
girls.
Nigeria.
Since you think I'm being a Mr. President, step out and say, bring the 200 girls home.
230.
The 230. Bring them home. Obama, hey.
Maybe they'll
come home. Maybe they won't.
Here's my thing.
They're the captain now.
It's so dirty for that one, boy. No, my point to that is You got a dude who ultimately goes after and drones people, pirates people, babies, all that for no reason. You got some with them,
If you are in Afghanistan and you got a rock hut and you live next to the number 7 terrorist on the list, you could get droned. You think
don't
I'm being
care.
Unfair? I'm calling it. Here's what they think about you.
Okay.
Your president cares more about droning in Afghanistan than he cares about the 230. Here's what they think about you. Tony said that they'll do anything to protect their brand.
Absolutely.
Again.
That's what
again,
my point was.
Look, Jay-Z, Jay-Z has no problem. He held a 5% chain out, and you know what? They're going to buy the cologne anyway. They're going to buy the suits anyway. Jordan got riots in poor neighborhoods for his shoes. You would think you could step out and be a little bit saying go radical. I'm not saying, hey, be seen kissing Farrakhan. That's not what I'm saying. Have an opinion. That's all whether you're right or wrong, have an opinion.
True.
Herman Cain wasn't worried about them pizza sales when he came out and said all the dumb crap he said.
Because this pizza's going to sell regardless. You're absolutely right. Well, it ain't going to sell.
Then the shoes will sell regardless.
I didn't even know what the Herman Cain's pizza.
Right.
Whatever.
But I'm just saying, the shoes, if it's a good product, people going to look. Again, none of these rich people worry about offending you. And we're going to get into some of that.
Yeah. But my
some
thing
of the
is,
Elvis wasn't worried about not stealing your material. He knew you were still going to bring in material.
My thing is, and to you, it's stuff you won't speak on if you know, hey, man, this could go bad. Let me not say nothing.
We joke the sluffs and got in trouble.
But we don't. But, dude, how much stuff have we said, yo, we could never say this on the air?
Well, some stuff is just, it might be, some of the stuff we say that we say we would not say on the air is funny, but so offensive that most people make opinion. We say our opinions, though. We haven't held back on any opinion. Now, saying some joke that might be real, that might be a little too crass to say we ain't gonna go there. That's different than an opinion. Mm-hmm. We're saying our opinion. We just said, Mr. President.
Okay.
We went in and said the president was being influenced by Satan, then made a YouTube clip out of it.
Yes, we did.
We're not really worried about
them shutting us down on blogs.
All 7 people that listen to the show know we'll be back next Monday.
Yes, but at the same time, I still believe that it's people protecting their name because it's for longevity. Now, should they step out and say,
818-514-1202, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Should they step out and say, yo, if my man Craig Hodges want to wear a coupe to the White House when he gets his ring, that's his right. If my man don't want to stand when they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, that's his right.
Right.
People should.
But that didn't happen.
No.
Brother who didn't want to stand for the pledge, get out of it. Get you. No more millions for you, buddy. You're not playing right.
No, he stood up, but he
billionaire
was praying.
Owner
as he
said,
did.
I don't want these blacks at my game. And, yeah, you'll get rid of me. You're going to give me $1 billion to get rid of me.
Yeah.
But, hey.
They did, at the end of the day, the man did everything that he could do that was within his power of being over the NBA. I
Who?
Told you.
Are you talking about
Silver, the commissioner?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was talking about the owner. But,
no, I'm
again,
just saying, if it was me, I'm just saying, my personal opinion, if I was commissioner of the league, I think I was telling one of my friends this. It's some things I would have done. I would have said, look, you sell the team, but I don't think
you can't make it. Well, they're trying to force him to sell.
If he can sell the team, if they say, look, he has to sell this team, blah, 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 blah. If they do that, I would, though they can't, I would make him sell the team for what he bought it for. The only way you can hurt a dude like that is in his pockets.
Right. But you can't make him sell. The team for what he bought it for.
I know. I'm
I feel what you're saying. But there's also a thing of what you can do. Right now, he's trying to make him sell the team. We're not even sure that's going to work. That's been to get tied up in court. And the NBA is in for a long black eye. But I think I applaud them for go ahead and taking the punch because they're going to have to take the punch. At the same time, I'm not even saying that Jordan or anybody else, Oprah, anybody, don't have to say, hey, you know what? What was these owners, what was all of these owners thinking before this happened? They all probably had the same mindset.
Of course they
but
do.
Dude, what can you do about that?
That's neither here. We all.
But there's some people who are out there, that's what they're saying. Hey, this ain't because, hey, some people got out there last week and said how the team should not play. They should be proud and walk away. I'm saying I'm not even going that far. We said that last week. No. I'm not even going that far.
That would be stupid. That's true.
I'm not gonna say it's stupid, but if you don't wanna do it, if you can't make him sell the team, I don't think it's fair that I should tell you should stop your playoff run to hurt him. I believe it's other things you can do to continue your playoff run and make him look stupid at the same time.
Make him look stupid. Making somebody look stupid and trying to hurt them, like, dude's not going to be hurt regardless. That $2.5 million that he's going to pay, he's going to make that, $500 times over.
No, the pain of public ridicule is about all you can do.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, look, he's going to make money off the sale of the team. Let's be honest about something.
What?
Racism is a business. There's people who make money by being racist. There's people who make money by so-called fighting racism.
Jesse.
I'm just saying.
Al Sharpton.
I'm just saying. It's a business, and it's money involved. It's money involved in damn near everything in America.
True.
So you can say, hey, the big racist is going to make, yeah, true. But look, those Klan outfits don't sew themselves. Someone is sewing them up and selling them, making a mint.
Hey, we need you to put this patch on my white suit.
I've earned it. This is my 12 lynching patch.
No, put it on my swinging arm.
Just like there's someone who make money by selling Boy Scout uniforms and those badges. Those Klan badges don't make themselves. Someone's making them. Someone's selling them. Just being honest. 818-514-1202.
Let's get them Klan badges moving. Grandmaster don't like when they're late.
I would say don't wrap yourself up with the comfort that maybe your favorite movie star or your favorite politician, someone you admire, might have been prejudiced. I got news for you. Most likely they were, especially back in the day, especially during colonization.
Oh, yeah.
I got news for you. Gandhi was a racist dog. Fact. Gandhi was a racist dog.
Wow.
He wore the diaper and fought the British for his people. He went to South Africa and fought racism for his people. Didn't give two craps about you. Wouldn't take his diaper off for you. He didn't care. He liked South Africa. He didn't care that you were getting beat. He didn't care about the African National Congress.
Look.
And he didn't care about any Negro getting lynched in America.
Okay.
So for the Martin Luther King Museum to have a special thing for Gandhi, you're kind of goofy for that. Gandhi didn't give a damn about you.
It's kind of hard.
Gandhi's
man.
Family don't give a damn about you now. Don't. It's a game. It's a political game. They're politicians.
So
being honest,
you're going to run to me and tell me Gandhi wasn't about equality for all people.
I'm running to you and telling you Gandhi cared about equality for Indians. He wanted the British out of India. Wherever they went after that, wasn't a problem. Didn't care about the Dutch down in South Africa. Run that. Do your thing. Just don't clunk us in the head and let us have a store here and there. What you do with them dogs, I don't care.
Wow.
God, that's just an actual fact. You can do the research.
That's 818-514.
Here's what they think about you. 818-514-1202. Abe Lincoln didn't give two craps about you.
Freeing the slaves.
He didn't fight the Civil War to free. His main goal wasn't, how are we going to get these Negroes free? This is wrong. He wanted to preserve the Union.
Yes,
he told
we
them
know that,
in his inauguration address, if I can keep the Union and keep slavery, whip them, hit them. I don't care. Let's just keep the Union together. And he didn't free the slaves in the slaves in the state that fought on the side of the Union. So when he so-called freed you, he freed you instead rebelled. If you didn't rebel, you got to keep your knuckles. That's your gift for staying loyal. Don't be a hoe. Stay loyal. You keep your knuckles. 818-514-1202. You know it's rare when I get you.
All right. Good job. Thanks for winning this war. Yeah, back to work, boy.
Don't know what you was thinking.
It's not good to be you.
Don't know what you was thinking.
Juneteenth, my ass. Your ass back.
Yeah, what is Juneteenth?
What is it?
What is Juneteenth?
You mean, what is it?
What is it?
It's supposedly being the day of Emancipation Day.
No, it's not.
What?
It's the Juneteenth is the day that the last of the slaves found out they were emancipated. And that was years.
Day.
That was years after you were allegedly emancipated in Texas. Because Texas decided not to tell they knuckles, oh, Lincoln let you go. They said, if I catch you reading that newspaper, that's your ass. Get back to work. These steers ain't going to steer themselves.
Boss, I so hate to cover you hat in hand, but old Ron Bean told us that we's been free for years now.
You talking about Ron Bean swinging off that tree? Would you like to join it?
Now, boss, I gets back to moving at that stiff from
thank
the rear.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's running tonight.
That's
go.
Sir. U.S. President Ronald Reagan.
Oh, we all knew this. You ain't even
yeah.
got to start.
Mr. Reagan.
We all knew what he was about.
He was a nominee. He was a nominee at this point for Assistant Secretary of State of Humanitarian Affairs at this point.
Because he cared about everybody.
He was right. But he said America's blacks could only marginally benefit from federal programs because blacks are genetically inferior to whites. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan.
And it makes sense to me.
That's a quote from Ronald said. Oh, hey, and of course, Tony is on it. She just put up a link to the history of Juneteenth.
Yeah. She stays with it. She stays with
there
it.
There she go. Hey, here's what they think about you.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying. Didn't the number one comedian in the world right now, what he say against dark-skinned sisters?
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
He just look. First off, that was not found out. That was not a quote from him.
That was.
It was not a quote.
He got mistranslated.
He got mistranslated.
What
there
did
you
he
go.
Mean to say?
He meant to say, I don't like these black girls ain't loyal. No, that's not what he said. I'm cracking jokes. No, but it was all a part of a joke. They took bits and pieces of it and sent this out there. He even mentioned it in his stand up. Yo, no, that's not what I said. You telling me I don't like my daughter, blah, 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 blah. It was just this, that, and the third. That's nothing big, nothing out of the ordinary. But, you know, what we was going to get into, and it's just my generation, my own perception. Your girl, we going to get back to V because we went sidetracking about this, what they think.
No, that's what we, okay. But before you do that, go ahead and set it up. We'll do a break. It's about that time.
Yeah. But anyway. V was proposed with a few questions in these interviews that she did with Barbara Walter. And matter of fact, man, I'm going to let y'all listen to it, man, when we get back on the other half of this break, man, Truth Brothers Radio. And
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus Is, presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from 3/5th Bank, the bank for color. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh! Oh, my God. Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama.
Honest to God, somebody almost ran up with all of my stuff.
Also, Constance Vaughn from The Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Jewett as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus, Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by 3/5th Bank, the bank for color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harrison?
A Shelly Perry production.
Praise Jesus is free, right?
You got the show,
the show, the show, the show.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sound of EPMD. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a pump. I just get down and I go.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back, and we're talking about Here's What They Think About You. My man Bernard Mutes just entered the chat room. What's up, homie?
Good, man.
Hey, and he gave me a nice quote from Lyndon B. Johnson. He actually stole my thunder because I was about to use it. When he was talking about with the passage of the civil rights legislation, he said, I'll have those knuckles voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Said that to two governors on Air Force One. Trust me, we'll pass it. They'll love it. And Tony just applauded.
Nice.
Good job.
Yeah, nice. Love it.
Yeah, so you were getting into my girl V.
Yeah, Miss V from the I Love the Clippers. I love and hate Clippers, whichever show y'all want to go with. She actually had did an interview with Barbara Walters, and she made herself look like a complete ass, in my total opinion, just what I humbly think. Sometimes, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, about sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut.
Sometimes
just
it's best to stay.
Don't say nothing. We heard the audio. You were not a genius on the audio, but you at least look like, hey.
You out-thought the races.
There you go. You moved your rook and slid him over to B9, and you got him, right? Okay, now, your turn. Now you get a one-on-one with an actual reporter, an actual person who will dig in your life and put you in a loop to where you will confess everything, and you wasn't ready.
Yep.
But I digress, man. We're going to hit y'all with this first clip right here, man. Check
yeah, this is when she asked her, are you in love? Now, check the answer interested.
Are you in love with Donald Sterling?
I love him.
I'm not sure that's what I asked. Are you in love?
No, I'm not in love.
You love him what? Like a friend? Like
I love
a
him
romance?
Like I love him like a father figure.
Like a father?
I love him like, just like a father figure.
Donald Sterling is in his 80s. You are in your 30s?
Yes, I'm 31.
And you're a beautiful young woman. So I'm not sure that I understand the relationship.
Well, I'm Mr. Sterling's personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm his right hand. I'm his wingman. What isn't there to understand?
Well, let me ask this. Do you and Donald Sterling have a financial arrangement? You say you're his assistant, and does he pay you?
Yes.
He pays you as an employee?
He doesn't have me. He at first started paying me as an employee, and then he started paying me off the books.
Off the books,
yes.
That's called penis time.
Off the books, under the table.
Where
she
you belong.
Just manipulated you into confessing that you're being paid illegally, off the books. The IRS don't know nothing about these payments.
She sounds like her lips are full of collagen. That's, she's an idiot. She can't get that square peg through that round hole. She's such a jidiot.
It's off the books.
How could... Lady.
Like, I was working there, then he stopped paying me on the books and paid me off the books. I'm his right hand.
I'm his wingman. What you
other
go to
words,
Wingstop for?
I shake it. Oh, you're done.
I make, right.
You're
I'm
done.
Your right hand.
Hold
I
on.
Just shake it.
1, 2, 3, and you're clean.
All right. Sir?
He's that'll like, be... I love him like a father.
Like
with a lot of money.
That occasionally comes in and gives me the dad treatment. Whatever, man. We got a call.
Yeah, we got a call. 909, you're on with Supa.
You know it's me. This is Tony. You know what I had to call when you got on Vagina.
That's what I call.
Amazing. Right.
Oh my gosh, what an idiot. You know, first of all, that interview, that was a waste of time.
Yeah,
not to the feds.
We got on that.
Oh, we got tax.
It was a waste.
Yes. Totally.
She had an opportunity to sit with Barbara and give somewhat of a I'm going to say an intelligent interview. And yes, with her responses, gives you an answer of exactly who she is. With whatever name she chooses to use for the week. Because I think she's got 5 aliases.
Yes, she does.
But that was her opportunity to be able to show that she was intelligent in some manner if she was what she called herself, an archivist. But to sit there and look like a man, it was a waste of time.
Yes.
And what is going on in California with that visor? That's what's happening in the streets now, that welder's visor?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say that again?
Yeah, that visor. Is that popular in California now, that visor she was wearing?
Oh my God, no! That's something from her whore chest, I guess. I don't know what that is.
That's when she played the nasty indie.
Whore chest. Yes, I mean.
Yeah, I had to call in just for that. I just had to say my piece and I'm done with it because I couldn't do all that when I did it Wednesday night. So.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, it was bad, man. Like the one thing that and I know you're there, Tony, and appreciate you coming in with the call. We really appreciate that. That's Tony. We love her.
Poor chest.
No, I mean she was a paid whore. She wants to lie.
It's in my whore chest.
Wait, let me get that out. Wait. Nobody coached her. Nobody said, hey, you're going on with Barbara Walters.
Be careful. No.
Tippy around that.
No. No. You want to know what else she said? This one's my favorite. Check this one out.
Can you tell me what your relationship with Donald Sterling is?
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man. I'm Mr. Sterling everything. I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. I call myself that.
I say, okay.
I joke around and I make him laugh. I do things that some people find very silly, or I do things that sometimes people can understand our relationship. I'm his everything.
She does things like spit on it.
Silly rabbit turning tricks off a kid.
That moron.
I'm his silly rabbit.
I'm also his furry. I let him play with the fuzzy and things get bad. You know, it's whatever.
I provide him with the golden crisp.
I'm his best friend. No, baby. Benjamin is his best friend. You're his whore.
And the 80-year-old wife is after her now. Like, oh, no, we're going to court. All you do is seduce old men and milk them for their cash.
First off, the 80-year-old wife knew what was going on the whole time.
Yes, yes.
And to be a jidiot and say, and that's my word now, jidiot, to be a jidiot and say, oh, well, she should have left. No. Let me tell you something right
Who
now.
Who leaves a billionaire?
There you go.
What am I leaving for? I'm 80. It's dust down there. I'm not worried.
I'm not giving them none. I'm still getting paid. My heart pills are coming in. Life's great.
Life's good.
That scares me.
And
about
she got in front of the press. He's not a racist. He does stuff for the NAACP. Now get up from in front of the truck before you get ran over.
Tigers. Y'all, Tigers.
You're upsetting him. No one upsets the billionaire.
And get him in here.
Who's leaving a billionaire?
That's what I'm saying.
Bless your Tiger's wife.
Well, Tiger ain't a retired.
Tiger was a billionaire when she cracked him. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was probably worth, but I don't think he had a billion sitting. He was high. I say 870.
You want to say his net worth was a billion? That's debatable.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
He got billions.
She didn't have to leave. I ain't going nowhere.
No.
You do your IHOP. Coffee girl if you want to.
The dude, look, I believe the 80-year-old woman called young Ho Vagina and said, hey.
Yo, Gina,
get over here.
He's frisky. He keeps tugging on me. I don't like it.
I'm his.
Get over here and do your Gina right-hand arm man work.
I'm his right-hand arm man. No. The dudes who called him and said, your whore's taking pictures with Magic Johnson.
Those was his wingman. Hey, did you see this picture?
Your whore.
Taking pictures with Magic.
How many best friends you know get called you're my whore? I should have paid my best friend off to keep
off
him out.
Off the books. I'm going to keep paying you, but it's going to be off the books. You're going to become my white right-hand wingman.
I wanted to, look, long story short, if you're his wingman, his confidant, you're his everything, you was holding his junk. Now, at that point.
I was his junk holder.
At that point, yes, you're best friends, but you've crossed a whole nother line of just being a right-wing arm man.
The wife don't have to hold it no more.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the wife. Get Gina to hold it. Gina, would you please put his hemorrhoid suppositories in, please?
We got
I'm the wife
him.
Of a billionaire. I don't do that.
Yes, your job as the whore is to do what you do the grunt work. That's your job. She did her job, but she was like, question. I don't think the girl really gives a damn about him having black people at the thing or not. I think something happened. The little vagina wanted something else. And she got like a spoiled brat, and she didn't get it, and she kept these tapes. She's not smart enough to know, hey, eventually I can leak these tapes or something like that. She's just,
she's a gold digger, I'm sure.
But
the only lesson she learned was in gold diggers. Do you want a smart one?
Do you want a smart gold digger?
You're going to have a gold digger. Do you want the gold digger smart or dumb?
Smart enough to know
y'all don't want Sharon Stone as a gold digger.
Smart enough to know you can get paid more. The girl, look, the girl could have gotten more by just saying,
besides
hey,
two Bentleys, a house, and a Ferrari.
And a $250,000
money,
$250,000.
Whoa! Can't just put regular gas. Here's $250,000 in case you need gas.
She was, you know, who she was. She was Sanaa Lathan in The Family That Prays. There you
no,
go.
No, Sanaa Lathan was dumb enough to think that she was going to be the wife.
Well, put it like this: the girl was in a position that she was winning anyway. She just got greedy. And that's the thing about gold diggers. Eventually, I believe, they get greedy.
They mine out. They get greedy.
They get greedy.
All the gold. They get like Daffy Duck. I want it all. Mine,
yes.
mine.
The girl, and I could see if the wife was like, get that gold digger away from you and cut her off. No, you were winning. You were winning up in the, you were winning in the 5th percentile. You were up there. You were getting to go, yeah, I don't want to go to Europe now. You ruined our trip.
You ruined my trip. You're such a fighter. Why are you such a fighter?
He had a trip planned for his friend, his best friend, and him, and the wife was staying.
I'm going to Europe.
And I'm taking my best friend.
But she won't be looking out the window.
Oh, she'll be looking.
But it won't be out the window.
She'll
know every inch of that carpet, though.
She'll be looking out the window as I'm giving her the sterling. Yes, she will.
And I'm a billionaire. All I did was cut mine off and buy someone else's.
And his name was Tyrone. Erica's old boyfriend. The dude Erica kicked out.
I had billionaire surgery.
But look, man.
Do you think billionaires actually get old? No, they steal the bodies from young people. Put them in a chamber and just suck their souls out.
Give them here.
Call themselves someone else now. Now I invented Facebook. That was the dude who owned Standard Oil. That was a Rockefeller. Now he invented Facebook.
At the end of the day, and I'm just going to speak a little piece, man. At the end of the day, it's wrong because the girl, I'm gonna stop calling her vagina. I'm gonna try to show more respect.
Bernard is a radical now.
Really?
Yeah, he scares me. He's been in the chat room just raging at the machine.
Yeah.
And Tony's in love with him. And you can't go get him, Bernard. You tell him, Bernard.
That roof needs to be raised.
Bernard say this is her 15 minutes of fame. She went from a Negro bed went to an attention-seeking whore. But nah, Chuck D is right. Attention is the new currency. Man's quoting Chuck D.
Shocking to me. I'm just going to say.
Go get him, B-Nizzle.
I would have never.
That's my dog.
I personally would have never expected it.
Tony is giving Bernard smiles. Tony, I'm loving Bernard. Go get him, B. Go get him.
Do your thing, man.
We look, all used to work together back in the day. That's our boy. But yes, she is not very bright. Not at all.
And her perception up there, out there, it shows what they think of you.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, I don't want to go out there and say at the end of the day, man, the girl gives us the best representation because she doesn't.
You oh, knew she don't you represent going, us. She's a
but at the end
she's
of the day,
white and Hispanic.
The black is going to come out, hey, see? And then everybody, well, she is black. Let's just go there. Nobody's going to say she's white. Nobody's going to say she's Hispanic.
Yes.
They're going to say the black girl that was on Barbara yes. Walter, who came up there with a welder shield, talking like she was just talking like she just read ABCD Rabbit's G.
And
no.
Now Tony is giving him flowers. I'm jealous as hell. This is all right.
Now, you got to read that. You got to check out, what's that? Have you ever seen Daniel Tiger, Jealous?
No.
Man, a friend of mine put me on that.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's get to the – this is her telling us what the biggest – because everybody's got this wrong.
Yeah, we got the problem.
This is her breaking down the biggest misconception of all of this.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
That I'm a mistress or a whore or a woman of the night. And all those misconceptions are just on my Instagram, I think, or it's speculations of not real journalists doing their job, asking the wrong people information about me that they don't know or have real facts.
But girl, let me tell you, how?
Boy, she knows how to make that word salad, don't she? That Sarah Palin word salad. Let's
no,
just throw a bunch of words together.
That sound big. Let's go here. First off, lady, you were his whore. Let's not lie about it,
lady of the. They think that I'm a whore because I took money off the books to be his wingman
to blow him. Let's know we're gonna talk real.
Come on.
No, we're gonna talk real because I refuse to do Truth Brothers Radio and lie. You took the money to blow this man. You're his whore. You're his personal whore that he kept. I don't want people to think I'm a whore. Lady, you're 31. What really do you have in contact of sheer compatibility with an 80-year-old dying man?
I rub him in old jail.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm close to there. I feel bad about getting old for certain reasons. One, I don't want my prostate looked at. I'm just saying that's a fear I have of getting old.
BJ, come in here and put my prostate juice in.
Yes. So you mean to tell me this female is going to say I'm not a whore?
Not. And I'm not a lady of the night. I worked in the day.
He required day work. If you notice, the games were at night. How could I have done that?
People, don't judge me, but certain reporters not doing their jobs, not know, asking people about me that don't know,
lady,
what I do when I did it, with who don't know me. That's why. Don't,
lady,
judge a silly rabbit.
You were approached by Vivid for a reason. Everybody knows.
Vivid said, hey, that career is over. Another one can begin. Work for Octomom.
Oh,
not really.
Really didn't. Shouts out to bad Angelina Jolie. Bad. She's what Angelina Jolie would have been when Angelina Jolie wasn't all the way developed. Like, she have a couple of eyes was slanted, like didn't get made all the way. No, she was Angelina Jolie, not all the way cooked in the oven. There you go. Bad, bad version. But I digress. No, I'm just, you must be, you're reading.
Oh, they are just going
the
there, going
room.
Off, yeah.
But no, I don't, look, lady, love your life. If you're a whore, just say you're a whore, keep it moving.
She can't say she's a whore. She's a wingman.
Who can't say she's a whore?
She can't say.
Why can't she say?
Well, she's going to get audited by the IRS now for the off-the-books comment. You heard it here on Truth Brothers first. Give it a couple of more days. You're going to be hearing stories how to. IRS is going to look into the off-the-books thing, and now his foundation is going to get investigated.
That ain't got nothing to do with him.
It has to do. It got to do with her working there and then saying that I stopped getting paid and started getting paid off the book.
I paid her off the book because I was, hey, she was my dip. So I started giving her money to be my dip. That's his excuse. He can get away with that. He can move that. It's, hey, same, hey, man, will you take a girl out for whatever reason? Hey, man, yeah, I threw her money. She used to be hurting. Yeah, here you go. Take that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an easy way.
But if he pulls it out of the foundation fund illegally, he still can get caught up for that. Not saying that he did. Just saying with her quote, will invite scrutiny. That's all.
Oh, you're absolutely
her
right.
Her quote will invite scrutiny.
You're absolutely right. I would never disagree with you on that. But I'm just saying, when you're a billionaire owning of an NBA team, what's the foundation fund? You don't even know where it's at. That ain't no. That was in my pocket.
Yeah, no. He still got to be smart enough not to. You just can't dip in it and do what you want. Just like a politician, alleged, you have to be careful. You can't just dip into the finance fund. I need a car. I'm gonna dip into the finance fund. It has to be under certain conditions or whatever. That's all. It's just a game.
Right. I know, but
it's
you know,
a game.
At the end of the day,
and they are just. They done just got personal on her, man. Yeah.
Calling a whore?
Oh no, we've moved out of that. We're in the they calling a horse and looking like a man, and they have just went in. Check her Adam's apple. Check her flim flam.
She probably got one.
She might have a flim flam.
It's something about her voice, man. Something about her voice screams Barry White. It's just something. It's something in her eyes that's great that says. Yeah, I used to stand up, but it's comfortable sitting down. It's something screams Sydney Star to me.
Oh, nice one, Inquisitor. Yeah, that was kind of off the hook. We got a brother in the chat room, or somebody in the chat room called the Inquisitor. And he, yeah, nice,
what
nice
did he say?
Comment.
You can't just...
Oh, sorry. They were talking about the Clippers, and someone called the Clippers slaves, and he said... Why would the Clippers be slaves? They're employees. If the Colonel turned out to be a racist, that wouldn't make KFC employees his slaves. They're just willful employees.
Indeed.
Good point.
Plus, he's getting paid. Slaves were not getting paid.
Right.
I mean, that's just the simplest explanation, but yeah.
Right. Now, they're working for free.
Yeah.
They dunking for free.
After he said, hey.
Now, don't get me wrong. He had the mentality. He had the mentality. It's been said many a time. Many people who've worked for him said he's got that mentality, like he think he got slaves, but he doesn't. Check out the show last week if you want.
But the thing is, even if he did quote unquote have slaves, that's like you said, it's just the mentality. It's just his way of thinking. I mean, most people of power believe that you got the girl at McDonald's who's the manager who thinks y'all are their slaves. You do what I tell you to do, or they just... And that's just at the McDonald's at the Golden Arches. The store manager walk in there with his chin held high and say, yeah, y'all are my slaves.
You just have to be... Yeah, you have to be careful. Like you say, over at BotCon, over in China, that place now has fencing up on the roof and net so people can't commit suicide and throw themselves off the roof anymore.
No, we need...
Because... The slave wages that they're making. You sleep there, you work there, and you, yeah.
Well.
Thin line.
Speaking of them thin lines.
Thin line.
Well.
But we've done it again.
We've knocked them out.
Knocked them out. A perfectly good show. I hope you're happy now.
Well, we did. But shouts out, man. Let's get it clean, man. Shouts out to everybody who just sat there and hung in with the True Brothers today.
Lorelai, Tony, Bernard, the Inquisitor.
Yeah.
Inquisitor, we'd like to see you back, dude. I like some of your comments, man.
Mookie, Rod, thank y'all for calling in, man. Everybody, man, who just sat in the
chat room. Oh, we had a few in the chat room. In the queue.
Yeah, in the queue. They just sat in there and hung out with us, man. We appreciate that. It's been another great episode. Hope we told y'all or gave y'all something to let you know what they think of you.
There you go. And join us next week. We're going to get into a little something we call whiteout. All these sisters who want to go around bleaching their skin. We're jumping into it. We're jumping into it hard. This is True Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been a G-Network presentation. We're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique. Technique.